أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن كنت في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبلك، لقد جاءك الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين، ولا تكونن من الذين كذبوا بآيات الله فتكون من الخاسرين. إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون، ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 94-97 of Surah Yunus. After completing the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and terminating with Allah's ni'mat upon the Bani Israel, and then thereafter their disbelief in Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنْتَ فِي شَكٍّ, and if you are in doubt, most certainly the you over here does not refer to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The you here refers to the ummah, the reciter of the Quran Sharif. If you are in doubt, mimma anzalna ilayk, with regards to that which we reveal to you as an ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has discussed in detail the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Fir'aun, and before that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about different aspects of iman and imaniyat. Now if you are in doubt with regards to all of this, more especially the condition of the Bani Israel after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had emancipated them, Allah ta'ala had given them spiritual blessings by sending Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam to them, Allah ta'ala had given them material blessings by giving them sustenance very, very easily. They were able to gain their sustenance. Then Allah says, فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, then ask those who recited the kitab before you. In other words, the people who were the recipients and the receivers of the Torah and the receivers of the Injil, ask them about the truth of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sending down in the Quran, and if they are honest and they are truthful, then they will most certainly speak the truth and they will say that this Quran is the haqq and the word of Allah ta'ala. لَقَدَ جَاءَكَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, certainly the truth had come to you, O reciter of the Qur'an. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ, and do not be amongst those who doubt. One great ill sickness, spiritual malady, is doubt, is shak. And the opposite of doubt is yaqeen. The iman, and the opposite of iman is kufr. But kufr is not the opposite of doubt. It doesn't mean that a person doubts, then that person does not have iman, but a person can have iman, but he doubts with regards to the various aspects of his deen, because he does not have that yaqeen, and undoubtedly, doubt would take a person towards kufr. So it is important that we do not have any doubts with regards to our deen, more especially the revelation of Allah Ta'ala, this Quran, and of course the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, then do not become from those who denied the verses of Allah Ta'ala. See, doubt, and then after that is denial. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then you will be from those who are at a loss. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminates with regards to the disbelievers in general, that certainly upon them is the word of your Rabb that has been established, it has been ordained, la yu'minun, that they will not bring iman. In various ayats of the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reiterates this, that Allah had given man perception. Allah had given man this power to perceive what is right and wrong. Allah has given intelligence. Allah sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent wahi. And all of that, that perception should be there, that man brings iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when man begins to oppose, he becomes arrogant, he becomes stubborn, then obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to seal the heart of such an individual. Allah says to this extent, وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ, even though all the signs come to them, every sign that is there that Allah is one, every sign is there that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one in his qualities, Allah is one in his personality, they would still not believe. Hatta yarawul azab al alim, until the painful punishment comes to them. And this is the example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us before this, that of Fir'aun, that he saw every sign of Allah ta'ala. He saw Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, grow up in his own house. He saw the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He saw everything. But now, at the end of his life, when he saw the angels of death come, then at that time he wanted to turn towards Allah, which was too late. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.